Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
I am Gabrielle. I am a former New York Mafia princess, originally from Austria. I am the mother of three and the owner of Too Posh Boutique. And here with my beautiful co-host, Marcella, my daughter.
Hello, I'm Marcella. I'm a dancer, choreographer, model, and designer for Too Posh. And I say whatever the fuck I want.
My name is Bernie Diamond, and I am the most interesting one-armed Hispanic French bulldog lover in this room.
I am Polly. I am a certified sexual health consultant and educator, former professional dominatrix, currently working at the largest adult novelty store in the Texas Panhandle.
What will they say next? Welcome to the Too Posh Podcast.
Okay, welcome to our Too Posh Podcast. I'm Gabrielle. I'm your host today here with my co-host, Marcella.
Hello.
And Bernie.
Hey, hey, hey.
And Spider, our DJ.
Greetings.
Oh, no music today.
What was that?
So cool. That was my first intro.
Man. All right.
We're warming up.
We welcome two amazing special guests today. One is Roxanne Esposito, Drice. Is that how you say it? That I don't know how to say your last name.
So much better than what it is.
What is it?
Drice.
Oh, I thought it was like continue.
But my maiden name is so much better. So you could just say Esposito.
Are you Italian?
Italian.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Figured, yeah.
Esposito is Italian.
Yeah.
I would not have thought that. I know it sounds kind of ignorant now, but yeah. I would have thought
that. Sounds more Spanish.
I was going to say.
I originally thought it was Spanish.
And Jessica Kramer.
Oh, yeah.
So these are some striking hot blondes.
Yes.
So you have to watch our YouTube.
Watch it.
Yeah. They're real sexy.
Yeah. Sexy and hot and like. The room stops when they walk in. So on this show, we're going to get to know these girls a little bit better. We get to know all about their life, who they are, some of what they've been through, how they got together, because Roxanne is the owner of SkinRx Clinical Spa in Southlake. And Jessica, you work there, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And I want to know how you guys got together, because I know that's a real interesting story, how you started working with her. I think it's really cool. But first, I want to get to know you better. So let's start with you, Roxanne.
And I'll say this before you start. I think next time we should bring, you know, some stuff to do, like these wrinkles and all that stuff. I
could use it. Don't worry. I already have a plan.
We'll take care of you.
Thanks.
They're like looking at all of us.
I know. It's okay. Go ahead. I'll take it.
I was already there and I love it. You have no idea. I can't wait to talk about it.
I walk in a place and people are like, don't look at me. Don't look at me. I'm like, I'm not analyzing you. No. Let me just look at you.
Fix me, please.
Don't look at my face.
I met Roxanne many, many, many years ago through a mutual friend of ours. And I immediately, when I first met her, I was like, oh my gosh, she's not only beautiful, but she's like so nice and cool. You want to get to know her and be friends with her. And she actually started coming to our boutique back then and buying Halloween costumes. So I got to know her a little better and met her. Yeah.
The nice, kind, sexy, like, all right.
I have a whole closet full of costumes that I refuse to get rid of.
You should.
I don't get rid of mine either. They're so cute.
Yeah.
They're amazing.
Are you going to be anything this year?
I don't know yet.
Well, yeah,
it's not planned. I have a week.
Yeah, you have a week. Yeah.
You got a week. Isn't Halloween like the excuse for anyone, mainly?
I love this comment.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying, right? If you have the whole, you guys have your outfits for years worth of like sexy outfits, isn't that the chance, the time that you get to kind of be a little.
It's like more
slutty,
okay.
Sexy-ish.
Yeah, you get to bust it out.
Right?
Like
you get the ticket. Yeah. It's okay at that point.
It's okay then.
That's definitely what I use Halloween for.
I thought you might, Spider. Bernie, you do too. Don't lie.
Yes. Well, I definitely. I'm looking at my Halloween-ass outfit right now. Very sexy.
Well, I think that Halloween, it just makes women more beautiful when they're sexy outfits. I mean,
confidence.
No.
It's a different level of confidence.
What is that for?
Well, because I can agree with you on that, kind of, because there's some people whose level of confidence does not need to go up on Halloween for certain outfits.
I agree. Yes.
I was just saying, there's some people who can pull it off, but there's plenty who just, that's the go back
shouldn't.
To.
Shouldn't.
Yeah, let's not. The ghost robe
I just
is
think
good.
That, well, I think too, I think girls, like, you know, when you're younger, you play dress up. So it gives us the excuse to dress up like, and it's okay. You know, I don't know if, because everybody's like, it's an excuse for him to look like a slut. I'm like, well, no, I think it's just an excuse that what you want to dress up in, it's okay to wear like out.
But I'm like never thinking it looks slutty. It's just sexy and cute.
Yeah, I mean, unless you have like the X's like on your nipples, you know, the X
that's
and then
exactly
like a mask.
I mean,
I take the kids to school.
They just
like
describe
that.
Your outfit, right?
Yeah. That can be a little more extreme, but I think that everyone likes that saying.
Like, I think, but I also think that there's truth to all of it, but I think the people who hate on it are the people who usually are the most insecure.
Yeah.
I mean, true.
Put some tights on with your sexy outfit. It'll hide some. If you don't like your legs, it'll suck the fat in, or, you know, there's tricks to it.
God, that's so.
That's why I wear Spanx.
Yeah, exactly. Spanx, tights, push-up bra.
You just make it.
just wait till you end up with somebody and you take it all off. They're like, what the fuck? This is not what just happened.
Like,
keep it dark.
I thought that guys didn't care.
Do you guys care?
But I mean, you
no,
guys.
No, hold on. Hold on a second.
No, I have a question. So people act like Spanx are like sucking in, like you're going to take it off and this blob of fat is going to come out.
There's some people who, yes, it's like that.
I think that Spanx should
kind of don't misinterpret. I think I said there are some people like that, but I don't think guys usually give two shits. Most guys don't care.
Like, I don't think when he takes the Spanx off, she like turns into like 600 pound life and you're like, what the fuck?
I go back to my initial question. Do you guys care when, you know, a guy is, he looks a certain way to you and then, you know, you get him home and he doesn't look that way?
All right.
Roxanne's like, what the hell?
Bumble profile pictures.
Oh, man.
So that's a catfish thing.
Well, that's a catfish situation, but like men can't hide.
Exactly.
Like, y'all, we know what you look like.
Uh-huh.
If you're wearing Spanx, we're concerned.
Yeah, you have bigger issues if you're pulling your Spanx off.
Yeah. Right. If you're burning your clothes.
Fair enough.
That's a problem.
Do they have Spanx for guys?
Yes.
Man Spanx?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. I just like that word, man Spanx.
Manx. Any Manx.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
There's an opportunity for you.
Hey, Manx. That's a good thing.
I think we know our next
next opportunity for sure. So there really are.
I'm almost positive that Spanx has a male.
I'm looking it up right
now. He's going to look it up.
I'm totally going to look this up.
Yeah, they totally do.
They totally. Spider already has looked it up.
There's all kinds too.
Even like undershirts.
Spanx for your junk?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Spanx for your junk?
I've seen the ones where they have like the, you can wear the Spanx with the butt implants in there for women.
Yep.
Now that is a little extreme.
Really?
But the people wear it.
I don't know anyone who does.
Do they have it at Tuposh?
No, I don't think we had those, did we?
Here's the
that's catfish.
The PC where it's, instead of Spanx, it's called men's compression undershirts.
Oh, they're still Spanx.
It's Manx. Made by Spanx.
Like, I like the name Manx.
Yeah, it says
Under Armour
compression.
But there's
Well, I want to. So Roxanne, you are also a fashion model.
Briefly.
Okay, there's a boutique in Colleyville. I saw you model all this stuff for years, and every time I saw it, I was like, I have got to drive to Colleyville. I mean, everything looked amazing, but I never did.
I modeled in the beginning. Yes, I would drop my kids off at school and I would show up hair and makeup by 8 a.m model for 2 hours, rush to work for my 10 o'clock client, and it was a great way to market myself at the time. So I did it more for just marketing and free, and I got free clothes all the time.
They're testing the fire alarms.
Oh, I was like,
did I push something? Them?
I did too.
I make that sound.
I was like, what is that sound? I thought it was my phone.
I lightly sing at the same time.
She's so like, what is it when people can not move their mouth and talk?
Ventriloquism.
Yeah. Noise.
So what were you modeling?
Cute clothing, like trendy clothing.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool.
But a huge closet.
So tell us how you, very short, but give us a little tidbit of how you grew up.
I grew up in Florida, oldest of 5 kids, moved out when I was 16.
16?
I hope my kids never hear this, by the way. I had a very ambitious entrepreneur mom who was remarried. I left the house and finished high school, got a college scholarship, went to school.
Where'd you go to school?
Orlando, Florida, junior college.
Okay.
So I did it, I'd say the difficult way, but I worked full time at the same time.
Wow.
And so I was very driven. I met an athlete, moved across the country, got married, married 9 years, 2 kids, divorced, and no job.
How did you meet your athlete?
I waited on him at a restaurant.
What?
Yes.
So you saw him somewhere, like playing ball?
Or did he see you?
No, I was waiting on him. I took his order.
I thought you went to wait on him somewhere.
No, sorry.
Oh, that was romantic if that had been the case.
No, I was not at B.
I thought you saw him playing like at a sports team, and then she goes, he's cute. I'm going to wait for him.
I was not a clean chaser.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah.
Clean chaser.
Oh, it is. Yeah.
Never heard. I mean, I guess I have heard that, but I didn't realize that's what it is.
No, I've never been like fangirl over anything.
So did you know he was that when you were waiting on him?
Yes.
Oh,
and I told him no.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Yeah,
that'd be probably. And then I saw him everywhere. So we dated long distance, and then I ended up moving out to California, and then moved 40 times in our 9-year marriage.
Oh my gosh.
And I had 2 girls.
4-0?
Yes. So at the time,
he played for the Texas Rangers as well, right?
Right.
Holy, 40 times?
40 times. So
wow.
I mean, it's not as glamorous as it looks. It's big leagues, but then you get sent down and
is that
small towns.
Like crazy stressful?
Yes. I was like kind of like house manager.
Yeah. Did you have your kids at this point?
I did a few years into it. Oh, yes.
Man, that's crazy.
40 times is a lot.
So I traveled every 2 weeks with my 2 kids and a dog, and I looked like the crazy person in the airport.
What kind of dog?
And you should have seen all my carry-on products at the time.
What kind of dog do you have?
He was, well, he died, but he was a dachshund mix, a shelter pup from Tony La Russa's place, like big baseball player.
Yeah.
He's in Vegas all the time.
Yeah.
So I did that life, and then I realized, okay, I need to grow up and do something now that our marriage didn't work out. So I knew I wanted to do aesthetics.
So you have 2 beautiful girls.
Yes.
Kaya, she plays soccer, and
Kaya's 13 and I have a 10-year-old.
And she is a competitive dancer. Marcella, she just started competitive dance.
Yes.
Really?
Alyssa.
I'm in that world.
Yeah. Oh, that's a good
How do you like world. That world? I know I hear stories.
She's
here.
A new dance mom.
It's insane. It is.
It really is.
I mean, but I'm on the ground trying to like work it with her. I'm like, instead of sitting here watching you for 2 hours dance, let me help.
What studio?
Ambition.
Okay. Oh, Kayla's.
Laura.
Oh, Laura. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I know that.
So, yeah, she's there. And then, I have a teenager. Insane.
Is she still good, teenager?
She's great.
Good. Okay, good.
Until she hears a Tuposh. I'm just kidding.
We haven't said anything yet.
No, right? Yet. But I'm confessing everything.
Yeah.
So I heard that you tell us a little bit about the domestic violence situation that you were in.
Oh yeah, I kind of skipped over that. So
how convenient.
I skipped over that part. My mom was married to my dad, who was a drug abuser, and he was in and out of rehab. And so I grew up with a violent childhood. I would say my mom guarded us from it pretty much, but I was the oldest. So I was the caretaker. I saw a lot, and it exposed me to a lot. But at the same time, my mom was very protective over us. And so I grew up in that world. There were times where we had to go into a shelter in hiding where, at the time, I think I was in 6th grade. I was approaching middle school, and we'd have to go away for 2-3 weeks, and we'd come back, and I'd tell people I was on vacation. Wow. So wow. I didn't really, and I've never really, I don't talk about it that much. So my dad ended up dying when he was 42.
Oh, wow, so
and he was in rehab. He got remarried. He was clean. We had a great relationship, and then he rebounded back to
relapse.
So relapse drugs back, the reason for his passing?
Mm-hmm. Wow. Pretty much. Well, massive heart attack.
Oh, wow. How long ago was this?
I was 21 at the time. 20. No, I was 20.
Wow.
I was on my way to take a final in college, and I got the call.
Oh.
And so I didn't talk to him for 1.5 years prior to that. So I've always had, since then, this mentality of, you know, life is short. Don't hold grudges. Get over it. You know,
yeah, we say that all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that taught me at a young age to move on from that. So
right.
But then my mom got remarried to a wonderful man who married a crazy woman with 5 kids. She was hot though. She had options.
She's still hot.
Mm-hmm. She is hot.
Your grandmother is hot. Yeah. She is 88 and she looks insane.
My grandmother's hot. My stepfather is my age. My mom got remarried.
What? Oh yeah.
Wait. Yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, 10 years younger.
He's like 16, 18 years?
Really?
20?
20 years younger?
Wow, your mom's a super cougar. Holy.
He's 3 years older than me.
She's 18 years older than me.
He's 3 years cougar. Older than you?
Almost 20
I like that.
That's
word.
A super cougar. That's yeah. like a
My mom, yeah, she's hot. She had options.
Yeah. Good for her.
That's so awesome.
So do you get along with her husband?
Oh, her new one? Yeah. Yes. He's amazing. He's a homicide detective.
Whoa. Really?
So he took me to the range recently and realized
Very
I was
cool.
really good with that. That was fun. Dude, I'm trying to convince really cool. Jessica to give me her gun. She has a few.
She has a few. Jessica.
It's life.
So because of that, because of your experience growing up in a domestic violence home, you chose to be an ambassador. Is that what your position is?
So, or
what are you?
I was volunteering for a while. I've done various volunteer, and of course, my heart always leans towards that.
And it's called the Lioness
Project. So the Lioness Project is a nonprofit started at Trophy Club, which is close to us. And what they do is kind of, it's more preventative to help. Now it's turned to helping teens in schools.
So I heard that this is a huge issue these days. Like, teens are in abusive relationships. That is bigger than ever before.
Really?
And they don't, because it's so new to them, like, this is maybe their first relationship. They have no idea. They don't even know what a healthy relationship should
they don't
be
know the
like.
Difference.
So they don't know the difference, which is so concerning.
Or it's history repeating itself. Or they're seeing that at home or what their parents are, you know, in the middle of, and that's how they were raised. And so they just think that's normal. When it's not.
How did you handle that, Roxanne, growing up in that? Like, when you got into relationships, how?
I beat every man. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. No, you're not. Sorry.
Sense of humor.
I love sense
people
of humor.
Laugh. No.
I was just going to tell you good for you.
Taking control.
No, my mom showed me the good. I mean, I saw the bad and then I saw the good. So I think I have realistic views growing up of what is good, what is bad, and I don't know how to identify both of them. So although I'm single, so I would say, I mean, I'm not in a healthy relationship now. I'm not in any, well, yeah, I am with myself.
Yeah, I was going to say, with yourself is better than an unhealthy relationship.
That's right.
I think.
Yeah. So I know how to identify certain signs.
Jessica. Her friend is making a face at her.
Have you ever been in an abusive relationship?
No, never a physical.
No. But verbal?
Maybe slightly.
Yeah.
I mean, I've seen signs, but
I was just curious.
Realize it.
But I mean, you could not grow up with that. I mean, I was, and I didn't grow up in an abusive household. So it just kind of depends. And you have to be made aware, so that's good.
Well, and I don't have the patience for it either.
Yeah.
I probably don't have it more than most.
Well.
Jessica is just looking.
I'm sorry. If anyone's watching, just watching you two look at each other like silent cues. I'm more entertained
like
by that right now.
Like an old married couple. Yeah.
There's a lot of eyeball conversation.
There's clearly
happening.
Some underlying tones of stories that, like, I feel like you want to bring out.
But I'm respecting what she wants to.
We have lots of stories
that you don't want to share.
You can't
like,
say that.
And
not
the best
share
friend
it.
Wanting to be like, "That's not true. You're a liar."
That's so funny. That's
okay.
Let's just say I can identify and
make the right
and
decisions and move on.
Happen. Yep.
No, I think sometimes for anybody, you know, that if you're in a relationship and let's call it abusive in sense of emotion or whatnot, right? What ends up happening is everybody puts their, this is my two cents, right? Everybody puts their best foot forward. We all do, right? And so we're usually drawn to someone through a physical attraction of some sort. And then if there's sex involved, then you have the physical part of it. There's all sorts in there. So you're now starting getting kind of soul tied and entangled into it, right? We all, everyone.
Soul tied and tangled into it.
Right?
That
tied
is
and tangled.
Yeah.
Amazing.
And so I think we tend to be a little more lenient towards the way people talk to us, the way we talk to people. People become lenient with us too, because we're tied into them. And so sometimes it takes a little time to finally kind of get fed up and realize, fuck, I'm getting, like, this is abusive mentally and emotionally. And I think we get on the wheel of continuing to go around. And so
it's comfortable.
I think it's very comfortable.
Yeah.
And because at the end of the day, as everybody gets older, I'll say that that's a PC way of saying it. As we all get older, it's easier to say, I just want to be single, but nobody wants to be single. Like, everybody wants to try to find someone to do life with, because life has its own shitty way of being. Yeah, what's that?
He's shaking his head.
He's kind of the unicorn.
Yes,
I call Spider fairly the unicorn. Nobody, very few people want to be single. So we tend to, you know, allow certain things. But at the end of the day, when we decide to put our foot down and then step away from it, we can look back and retrospectively see, okay, that was abusive, or that may be a strong word for some relationships, but it wasn't good at the end of the day.
So, I think that's why it's healthy. So good for teenagers. What is the project called?
The Lioness Project. Well, I never heard of it, and so, I looked it up, and I was so impressed by it.
The Lioness is kind of the caretaker. The reason why the Lioness is the protector.
Mm-hmm.
So, the herd. Yeah, protector of the herd. So that's where it came from. So with this, it started helping local shelters with their overflow and helping provide housing. And then now the founder is targeting more preventative. So
how do you target preventative? So how does that come about?
There's a program that we have been working with, getting approved and budgeting. And we just finally got the funding from it, from actually a skincare event we did, a competition
that she won. She won't give herself enough credit.
Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about all that in the next hour. I can't wait to talk about it.
So we came back with a nice check for that. And so this program is in part of Fort Worth ISD. And what we do, it's a once a week program after school. Where we provide.
Go in and teach them?
It's like a curriculum with a fun workbook.
Wow,
it teaches healthy relationships. And there's other motivational things in there, like
body positivity.
Basic self-esteem, health. Yeah. And so,
wow, why isn't that everywhere?
No kidding.
Kind of unbelievable.
Starting that younger.
Yeah.
Is this a during school hours type
after,
program?
After school. After school, gotcha. But there's public transportation. You know, they stay after school.
Yeah.
It's a good system.
That is incredible. That needs to be everywhere.
Well, I think it's super important because we know from experience that it's not, I said this a long time ago, I think probably in my episode, that it doesn't. The misconception is that an abusive relationship doesn't start like that. Like, the guy is not, first of all, hitting you when you go on your first date.
When you meet him.
Yeah. And number two, even the verbal, because I always say emotional abuse is almost worse than physical. They don't come out right and like start emotionally abusing you. Yeah. So it's like the little words or the little things that you don't really recognize. So I think that with the kids, that's really important. And then I don't know if men or some guys aren't raised correctly. I don't know. Maybe they just don't know what the small abuse is, because certain words are abusive, or how you talk to someone is abusive, even if I think you said earlier, like, you can't say that it is, or some people be like, that's not abusive, but some things are, extremely. So I think that's awesome.
I think the percentage rate for like cycling domestic, I think it's like 90%.
It's
like if you
high.
See... If you live
it's a
in
pattern,
it,
it's a wheel,
or
yeah.
lack of father, I mean, or lack of mother, women are just as
guilty.
I was going to say,
we said men, it goes both ways.
Yes.
Both
it does.
Men and women are abusive, and they are the abuser. So I think statistically, obviously, I think somebody might correct me, but men are higher than that, but it comes in both forms.
Oh, I've seen women like talking horrible. I mean, you shouldn't talk to men that way either. So I did say that too. Like, it's not just men,
no.
I think.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, behaviors are learned. It truly is. There's some instances where it's just the, you know, children were raised well, and for whatever reason, they end up going down their own way of stuff. But typically behavior is very much a learned deal. It's reinforced.
Maybe we have learned several times. It's also in the LGBTQ communities. I mean, it's everywhere. Domestic abuse, and the Lioness Project says that domestic violence is the leading cause of homelessness, which is
true.
Really? How is that?
How? Cause. Because
that's
think about a woman.
Wow.
They're trying
think
to escape the situation, and
And how do you escape it when you have two kids and you can hardly afford the childcare?
Your husband's the provider, and
they have no job.
Now that you're saying it, it makes sense, but I would never have thought that.
I didn't know that.
No bank account. Typically, they don't have any bank account info. So,
wow.
They don't have a job. Mm-hmm. They've been caring for the home, caring for the husband.
Yeah. Shit. I admit. Oof.
Yeah, and it's kind of the more that is like that, the more power those certain people, because it's not always. There's so many men that don't do that, but there's certain ones that take the power for that, because I'm paying for everything and the women know nothing.
They can't leave.
They can't leave.
They create a situation where
it's
they
like
can't
that,
leave.
That Jennifer Lopez movie, that really old one, Enough. You know what I mean? Well,
she goes and she's kind of badass.
She's a bad bitch.
But in the beginning, he's like, I mean, he pays for everything. So he's cheating and doing everything. And he's like, that's too bad.
That's crazy. Like,
she has this great lavish lifestyle that she's got all the best clothes and the cars and the house. And
I think that happens way more than you would in real life. Yeah. I mean, not everybody turns into badass Jennifer Lopez.
I wish.
I know, right?
That's so funny.
But it all goes back to a lack of self-worth. Yeah. And there's a proven fact. Also, the Linus Project highlights it, but I've known this before, that abused people, I'm going to say people, it's not just women, go back to their abuser 7 times before they leave.
Really?
And sometimes the 8th time.
It took my mom 18 years. My mom took 18 years.
18 years. Wow.
5 kids, and she's the most headstrong person I know.
And it happened to her.
That's the other thing. I don't think it's always like somebody weak. I think that people, that's a misconception as well, because abuse is so small at first. It's very confusing. That's what I think a lot of people don't understand, that it's not what the typical person you would think. They're not everybody is like a weak-minded individual.
No, I think they confuse the person that they're with, and then it's always usually comes around with tears and I'm so sorry and the flowers and the apologies and then it just gets super confusing.
Manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Manipulation at its finest, for sure.
Yeah. Well, what an amazing cause. That's so cool. I wish they did have that in every school.
Every school needs that.
We're trying.
What's the goal?
So goal is for more money to come up with more programs like this. This will be the first program launched. And so our goal is, once this curriculum's set, it can spread throughout. Because
super cool.
There's sex ed. I mean, sex ed is like 5th grade, and the kids are like, oh, I don't want to see a banana.
Right.
Yeah, that's true.
Parents are signing off that their kids don't have to go through it. They don't want them to see it. So there's nothing, I mean, we need something more for self-esteem and awareness.
So now are you guys in all of Fort Worth, or are you just in a few
DFW area? But right now, Fort Worth ISD and
the entire Fort Worth ISD?
A few schools.
Okay. Yeah. Well, can you say the schools in particular?
No, I don't. I mean, I don't have the info in front of me. So
that's really cool. That's really, really cool.
We can get Jenny on here. Jenny's the founder.
I mean, I just think it's incredible, and we should have it everywhere. Like, for real. What a great thing. Was she in a domestic?
Mm-hmm. Jenny was. And she kind of grew up with it. But yeah, it's interesting. We do all kinds of fun events, and I take my kids to the shelters. I mean, it's nice to let everybody see.
So you said donations. Can you make donations, like clothing and all those kind of things for this project?
We usually do like a coat drive, because there is a lot of, we go to a lot of the homeless shelters. That's where they end up. A lot of people end up.
My goodness. What a great, I love this.
That's crazy. I mean, I think about that is just to, because I had no clue. Like I said, it sounds common sense now that you've brought to my attention that there's a lot of homeless, you know, moms and dads or whatnot from domestic abuse situations. But I got to imagine how touching that's going to be, especially as a parent, to see something like that. You know, it would touch me. I mean, I feel touched right now.
Well, it goes back to, you never know what somebody's going through too. Exactly. I always give everybody benefit of the doubt, but I've seen people in situations where they're homeless in a shelter and they're going to work at Tom Thumb or Albertsons.
Or an office job,
and they're going back to the shelter. Their kids are in school. The kids don't want to tell their friends that they're in school, but at the same time, so it just goes back to like kindness, and you never know what somebody's going through.
Oh, yeah, I see what you're saying.
It's a whole different world. Kind of opened your eyes.
That's amazing. I really, really like that a lot. Now, one more question for you, Roxanne.
Yes.
You're in the dating world these days. Can you give us a couple stories about any dates that you have had lately that are funny What interesting.
I'm not supposed to be dating. I'm not allowed to date right now.
She's, yeah, not technically. Oh, she's allowed to pause. Have fun.
Who? Oh, you told her she can't date.
Yeah. Well.
Okay, I love it, one, Jessica. Yeah. Okay.
She's allowed to have fun. She can't be serious. She needs time.
Yes.
She got out of a long-term relationship, mm-hmm. which we've all been there. We've had a lot of really great growth and a lot of transitions within work. The girls are getting to an age that they're busy. We were talking about, you know, dance mom and all these things. So she's got about 6 months that she needs to focus on. She can have fun.
Jessica,
she can have
fun. Awesome.
I need a friend like you in my life. She can have fun. I'm not,
she can go to dinner, meet guys for drinks, like do whatever you want, but like you can't get serious.
Go home, turn into pumpkin.
Yeah. Turn into a pumpkin at nine like I do.
Yeah. She's not allowed to see their Spanx.
You can't see their Manx. Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of past funny stories. I don't know if I have any recent funny stories.
I think that's a good rule.
I'm looking
though.
At you. You might how think long? Of some stories. You could tell
how long was your relationship that you got out of? Or like how many?
I like how I look at her. Like she knows my life better.
3 years?
3 years.
Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all that's are so funny, months. Man. You I guys know, are so funny. Funny.
They're really funny.
Answer my question.
Oh, I'll have to come back with that
yeah.
one. Cause
I, no problem.
I'm not sure I have major. A lot of funny stories, but...
Yeah. Well, since you're really not allowed to date, I'm not surprised on those stories.
We'll come back to that in a few months. We'll see.
Yeah.
Can we set you up with the Bumble account like we do Gina?
Oh, honey. She did it already.
I did it.
Did you?
Oh, yeah. It got shut down. Did I had flowers get, delivered to the office.
She had, yeah, she's like somebody.
Okay, now hold on a second. Like, that's a good story. Tell that one.
That's, come on, yeah, that's perfect.
Because I'll give all the details. I don't know what you want me.
Just don't say the name. Just don't say the name, but tell the story. Come on.
Well, she gets flowers delivered, which... Great. We all want flowers to
were
work,
they,
right?
Were they great flowers?
They were good flowers.
Yeah. I thought you delivered them.
Well,
trying to cheer
I'll
me up
credit.
Or something.
Yeah.
It was a rough day.
And I'm in, yeah, it's a busy day and I get a text message and I'm, you know, trying to clean up and doing stuff. And she was, and it's like, what did it say? I hear you're single. Word on the street is you're single again. I want to be the one who changes that.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
But no there. Name.
Look, that's legit.
And it had initials.
It had initials. Ooh, and I'm like, who the fuck is XYZ? And she was like, oh.
Did you know who it was without telling her? Without you
she
knowing
knew.
You knew who it was?
She knew.
Took me a minute.
And as soon as she said the name, I was like, oh. just a former client.
So, okay, so hold on a second. Yeah. Oh, okay, now this is where I get to ask some questions here. So, all right, so it's a former
not a girl,
client.
Not a girl. Yeah. We have guys that come in.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we, yeah.
Not a girl.
Yeah, we know.
Oh, I'm going to come in. I
never thought that was a girl.
I didn't either.
So,
I mean,
now,
that'd probably
okay.
be a better situation.
So, hold on a second. So, you don't get to say anything yet. So, from this, once you recognize who this person was, tell us the past. You don't tell us who it is, but tell us what's the past that you recognize with that name.
There's an association of how we met or how he found us that it's kind of a running joke within the office, if you will.
Hey, tell her.
So how did he know?
Yeah.
That's the other thing. I think he probably saw you on Bumble. He lives locally. I mean,
she
obviously
put me on Bumble.
Yeah,
like okay. 24 hours.
Did you know she had you on Bumble?
Oh, yeah.
I let her.
Yeah.
Okay.
She picked the pictures.
So you're managing the whole thing.
Oh, yeah. I'm in charge.
I took off the good pictures. I took off the really good pictures.
Well, because they had like
I didn't want to look.
Them.
No. You had some good hot pictures of me and I took it off because I didn't want it to look
you wanted
too
to be
good.
Like a 10 to a 7?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty much.
So, all right. So, this is a person
I've
who...
I've never heard that before.
I never heard that either. That's a first for me. It's
down.
Usually the other way around. They want to go from a 7 to a 10. But, so, this is a former client mm-hmm. that had heard you were single mm-hmm. by looking at Bumble, sent you flowers, you intercepted it first.
No, she got them and I was and
somebody
I
else opened them
somebody or somebody else did
but you knew who this client was.
Everybody's in my business.
I did. Nobody else did.
So what did you know about this client?
I wouldn't recommend she dated him.
Why? You're not saying who it is, so you can tell the details.
Just,
like
not my style. Not her style, just not it.
What's your style?
Yeah,
I mean it's
she doesn't really have one, but
not
like
personality.
Yes, I do. She does, but this guy, just not the right vibe. It would former client.
All right, so you get the flowers. Yeah. He says, "I want to make you unsingle." Whatever he said.
Took
what was
myself
it?
Up.
And so she asked. She said, "How do I respond? Like, I need to like send him a message and say thank you." I'm like, "Okay, well, I'll."
What'd you say?
It was very like. Memo out to the business. Like
I had to soften it up a little.
I'm kind of cold, and she. I was
wait,
like,
what'd you say?
My response was, hey, XYZ, I appreciate the flowers. The girls at the office are really enjoying them. Very sweet of you. Because, you know, get it off of her, but blame it on, you know, blame it on mom. Like, blame it on mom.
Oh, I
and
this is great. I softened it.
Yeah, and I said the girls are really enjoying them. Thoughtful. What did I say? It was like, I'm kind of out of the game. Like, I got out, you know, I just got a relationship and I appreciate it, but it's
and,
nothing
and,
really going.
And P.S., welcome to friend zone.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Which, fine.
Yeah, you're trying to
yeah.
get so you the say this zone. Kind of hard thing. What did you change it to? What did the message you remember?
I didn't change it too much. I was just softened a little, like, very grateful. They're beautiful. Thank you.
I'm not fluffy.
But so that's no thanks. Right. I'm not ready.
So what happens?
No, thank you. Done.
So what happened?
Done.
That's it. And she did got off Bumble.
Yeah.
She got off Bumble.
She got off Bumble. Because that's how he admitted. He admitted like, I saw her. You were on Bumble. And she was like, oh, my girlfriend set it up. Like, I'm already off. Like, it's just.
I'm gay.
I switched. Switching teams.
No,
that wouldn't be the first time I've heard that though.
Switching teams.
So funny.
I switched.
And now that would be a tough to get that response. I'm gay now. I'm gay. Yeah.
I didn't mean to say that. I didn't.
No, but my response when I realized who it was, I was just hysterically laughing, and she was like, no, it's not funny. Like, this is not okay. And I'm just laughing.
So do you guys ever have, so I'm interested now. So do you ever have clients that will book appointments with you just because they're trying to hit on you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Has that happened yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Just have to shut it down in the beginning.
Yeah.
Oh, there's got to be a better story than just like, shut it down. I mean,
I don't know.
So you've had someone who... So
yeah, if I'm uncomfortable, I'll just book them with somebody else.
But before that, but hold on. If you don't know they're booking with you because they're interested, what do you, like, how do you, I mean, have you had a... What has someone said to you that made you feel uncomfortable?
It's more actions.
Actions.
Like, are guys, like, moaning and shit? Like,
oh, my God.
No. So when I did hair... I knew the women would
moan.
Like, yes. Wait, yes.
What?
Yes.
Oh, people moan.
If I was shampooing their hair and I knew that someone was interested in me, like, it's not hard to determine someone's hitting on you or whatnot.
Tell us how that worked. I need to know.
Oh, my God. So when I did hair, I was in.
Do you want to massage my scalp right now?
Right? I'm the strong hands.
Very good.
So what would happen if I knew, like, I would have someone book with me late at, like, after hours. Like, and I would say,
last
appointment of the day. And, like, I had crazy shit happen.
Did,
like,
you ever have sex after hours in your salon?
No.
Like, did you ever sleep with any of your clients?
Never.
What?
Anyways.
I heard that happens with every male straight hair. Yeah.
So
he's just anyways, going to change the subject.
So my drink is really good.
Remind me to tell you after this something.
All right.
That's not fair.
That sounds like a good story.
No, after the everything's off.
No,
they're turning that on you. We want to know.
No. They're, you know, clients. Women are as bad as men. I could say that for a fact.
Oh, aggressive.
Right?
Yes.
Yeah, very aggressive. But so if you'd be, you know, shampoo someone's hair and you can hear them moaning. It's not like this obnoxious moan. It's like this. You can tell they're kind of hinting at it to test the waters to see if I'm going to respond to it.
No freaking way.
Yes. I could never hit him with that cold water.
That's right.
Calm down.
Right in their face.
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Calm down.
Yeah, I had one time. I had a client that nothing ever happened with this client from me to them or anything. And last client of the day, and this is when I worked with Cruise at Style Lab. And completely, I'm in my own little world. I knew this client had a crush on me.
Was this a pretty person?
Yeah, it was. I was dating some of the time. Yeah, no, it was an attractive person. Okay. I just wasn't. I'm telling you, I swear to God, this is a true story. I was just an interesting person. I was dating someone else, and so I'm doing their hair, and people, you know, move around under the cape, whatnot. This person
took
their clothes off while I was doing their hair.
Took their clothes off?
What?
That's all they did?
How do you know this?
Because...
Wait, are you just...
Because
I was thinking she was like...
No. She wasn't like masturbating.
That's what I assumed. That's
men. This girl... Because at this point, there was flirtatiousness going on between this person and I, for sure. I wasn't interested in that way, but what she thought was going to happen is that there was no one else in the salon, and she had this assumption that...
She was naked under the cape.
Completely got naked.
That's impressive.
It was actually really impressive.
What did you say?
No, but at that point, it's
yeah, what, easier, No, what did you say?
Yeah.
He's like, I actually.
Oh, you look great.
I didn't know. I don't remember.
Let's put this cape back on.
Exactly what I said.
You must be cold.
I'm like, you definitely are cold.
Let's go to the back room.
I don't even remember. No, I didn't have.
Let's go to the laundry room.
Nothing at all happened. There was no one there. So it was like open. I could do whatever. But just so that's shit like that would happen every so often. Like
I can never do that.
We didn't have. We haven't had anything.
No, we've never.
We have like a lot of respectful people. I mean.
This was a different phase of life. And
we're at the point, I think, now that you can kind of tell on the front end, even when someone's calling or if they're a walk-in. Well, we don't really take walk-ins, but at the time when Flowers originally was introduced, he was a walk-in. But it,
what? How old are you? Back years ago.
Back years
Flowers.
Ago.
so funny.
But you can kind of tell. Like, you can read someone, especially a male trying to come into a fully female place of work, a beauty that, you know, whether it's waxing, I mean, whatever the situation, you can start to read them and you just go from there.
Interesting. I think it's easier for, I think guys tend to be, girls are as bad as guys, but I think guys tend to be a little more cautious. I think I'm making an assumption because, I mean, I don't know, I guess when I did hair, everyone was not cautious at all. I mean, they just kind of did whatever, but I know it's been so many years. So, but that's interesting. I imagine y'all have stories you're just not sharing.
I mean, before I was in this industry. Yeah, I have stories. And before I was doing skincare, I was a hairdresser. So, and I had my own suite. And so it was a private situation. And I've had guys inappropriately. Yes. And
you just get your gun out, put it on the counter. You get your gun out and just set it right there.
I mean, why not?
We're
going to this minor details. But I mean, one guy, we were moving around, like he was getting up from the shampoo bowl or something, and he came up behind me and just like grabbed my ass. Like, and I just turned around and slapped the shit out of him and kicked him out. And
so what do you think prompted him to think?
God.
I mean,
there's no fucking clue. Yeah. I've never in my entire life have ever no.
And isn't that frustrating though? Because I feel like sometimes stuff like that can happen, and people are like, "Well, what did you do? You were flirting."
Exactly.
You're like, "No, there are some men who
just
you
think
literally
that
do nothing, and they do inappropriate stuff."
So it's funny because I think like Stacy would tell me, my girlfriend, she'll tell me. Like people don't do it so much now because I'm all on her social media, but before, like guys, she would tell me about messages that random guys would say, like dirty shit, like and she,
dick pics,
and, yeah, like
nobody
dirty
wants to pick,
shit,
yeah.
And she would tell me, she's like,
which is now a felony, by the way.
Yeah,
everybody should know that. Yeah,
is it go both ways for guys and girls?
I would think so.
I know it's
unsolicited
like
sexual
ignorant question. I know. I was gonna say that.
Oh, yeah. I know someone that gets that same thing from girls all the time.
Yeah.
Felons.
What are you in for, showing
Jessica.
My vagina?
Jessica, give us a quick rundown about you.
Oh gosh, I'm not nearly as interesting.
I don't know. You're sounding pretty damn interesting.
Interesting. She is. I born and raised in DFW area. I am one of, well, technically five kids. But
you was one of five too?
Mm-hmm.
My gosh.
Check you twins out.
Raised with the youngest three. My oldest sibling is almost.
Shit,
that was impressive.
Oh gosh,
right?
He's almost 50. Oh, look at
it's all there's nothing in it. She doesn't like it.
So raised, you know, middle child. I like to say I am a total middle child. If you're into that, but
a total what?
Middle child.
Middle.
Oh yeah.
You are a typical
and a Virgo.
Child.
So it's like the it's the worst combination.
For who?
My spouse, probably. trying to think. I've been licensed for, I think it's 10 years this fall. And I started off doing hair. I did that and met Roxanne along the way. I was actually a client of hers because I was freaking out about turning 30 several years ago.
God.
This was not recent. This
I
is
still
not
feel
recent.
Zero sympathy for you. For sure.
I cried when I turned 30.
She was 26.
I cried the whole
zero
day.
Zero sympathy for any of y'all right
but
now.
You know, certain
did
milestones...
You really?
I was devastated.
That's
so
funny.
No, it's hard. You know, even if it's mental, but it's still hard. And
you guys are fucked at 40 then.
Truly.
I feel like my 20s, it was like, I felt like turning 30, like my young fun life was over.
Oh,
I guess.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I don't know. It was a weird thing.
Yeah.
I feel like as you get older.
You're so boring now. You're so boring now. No, you're such a boring life.
I don't know. I was devastated. Yeah. I don't know why.
It's hard. Social media and social conceptions and turning 30. Anyways, I think now being in my 30s, the 30s is much better than, you know, but you have to get there to realize mm-hmm. that.
Yeah.
So Roxanne, I was a client of Roxanne's and she hired me.
I was looking for help and she goes, I'll help you.
Like, my
really? Let me train you.
My background before I was licensed in the beauty industry, I helped run a family business. So when you're running a family business, I was doing accounting and holding, you know, HR, and I was in charge of millions of dollars for accounts payable. And I mean, so you do a lot of things. So originally when I was like, I'll help you out, like I was trying to like balance her books for her. Because she was a sole proprietor.
Do everything.
Help with her scheduling and stuff like that. So
with my dating life.
You are like the ultimate friend partner there.
I try.
She is an official age management specialist, you guys.
She's an award.
That's the title?
An award winning.
Really?
What does that mean?
Yeah. That was a question.
She makes you look a lot younger.
I specialize more in the age management, anti-aging, if you will, versus.
Oh, I was like, what is age management?
So what's the title?
I give her whatever title. Let's see. What title are we giving her today?
Age management specialist.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Clinical skincare specialist. It just depends on the day.
I like age management. I like badass age management.
So I've been with Roxanne 4 years.
Right.
Is it 4 years in mm-hmm. the spring?
Wow.
So it's been awesome because I was her first employee. I've seen it grow into what it is now, and I feel like I've been there the whole time and helping her. I like to take credit for, you know, some of it. But it's been fun. I don't know what else. I'm not exciting.
You're married and you have one son.
I am married. No, I don't like talking about myself. I am married. I have one little boy. He is five.
He's adorable.
Thank you. It's a fun and challenging.
She's
age.
One and done. I keep saying.
Yeah, no shop no clothes. More done. Shop closed.
So you're done for done. Sure. Like you, done. Tubes tied. Your husband had a vasectomy, or what happened?
None of the above. Like, what is it with men refusing to have a vasectomy? Like, you're saving yourself for your third wife. Like,
so,
what do you?
No, I can tell you what it is about. What so is it? It's the whole part of like having, you know, right in your taint, kind of like, you know, your balls cut into, and that's not encouraging.
But you'd rather
has one.
Good for Patrick. I'm so proud of Patrick right now. I'm just saying for me,
it's once again, it's mental. It's, you know, it's something, you know, it goes back to that. But
so you may not be done. Just saying.
I mean, I'm doing everything in my power to be done. Yeah. I have an IUD in, and so mm-hmm. if I get pregnant with that, then divine intervention, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. Like, there's going to be a lot of
you're
issues.
Very spiritual. This
yeah. yeah. But yeah, no. Pregnancy fucks with you. If anybody tells you otherwise, like it's
I was
hard.
Married once.
Yeah.
I can test
yeah,
that.
You have a I mean, you weren't pregnant, you had the fun part, but like yeah. it's I hated being pregnant.
Oh, you hated it. My mom liked it.
See, you're one of those. You need a mental check.
I liked being pregnant. You said
no. I didn't.
What do you like about it? You said
the only thing that I loved was the feeling the baby like moving. That was
I appreciate that. Yeah, to see the baby moving.
Yeah. I hated it.
You hated that part.
Oh, I hated it.
Why?
I felt like it was an alien in me, and I could see the foot, and it freaked me out.
No kidding.
Yeah, no.
That's
thanks.
How I think I would feel.
No, I loved hearing the heartbeat, but I didn't want to see like the foot moving and my stomach stretching and. Yeah,
that's all. I gained 70 pounds. 70.
You're so tiny. I can't even imagine.
Right. So you're not in control of your body. Granted, I was eating like complete crap and I didn't care.
My son's mom was the same way. She was like 115 pounds and then she got to over 200 pounds.
Yeah. Truly. That was pregnant. Me.
Like she was just eating everything.
Wow. Like, my boobs were the size of freaking water, like award winning watermelons. Like it was just like, I've never heard somebody say that.
Award-winning
watermelon. So it was hard, you know, mentally, physically, and it. So I am so proud of my son, and I love him to death, and
I don't want any more.
No. Plus, I think I'm going to have the bad seed next time. Like the next one's going to be a sociopath, and I just like I'm not willing to risk it. So
wow, never heard That's anyone fine. Say that part ever. No.
So yeah.
Well, I think we got a good idea. about you guys. And the next hour, we're going to learn all about the amazing clinic. But before that, we have to go to our segment.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Polly, please.
And Miss Polly standing.
This is Penis and Pussy Talk with Miss Polly.
Do I read the question or you want to read
Well, there's several common sexual fantasies people have.
Oh.
And this particular one, Miss Polly was telling us about how people feel about threesomes.
Well, it says number one is being dominated.
We're going to read the threesomes one.
Oh, wait, that's the second one. Oh, well, another common fantasy is having a threesome, adding another partner into the mix and having all the attention focused on your pleasure. Yes, please. My personal most common fantasy. Oh, Miss Polly's most common fantasy.
Yes.
Oh.
Let's see. I wish he was on the phone because I want to know if it was the male or female third person.
With her, it's everything.
Yeah.
You know that. She's not scared of anything ever.
Oh.
So what's her response to the fantasy of the threesome?
That was it.
That was it. That's she just wants it. She wants a threesome for her.
Now?
It's her favorite.
It's her favorite fantasy.
She's probably had tensums, little orgies, Miss freaking Polly.
So you don't mean to read the rest of them?
No, those are different questions. We're going to discuss threesomes. That's the question.
Threesomes, Marcella.
Oh,
threesomes.
I'm so confused.
So who
she
all
did
in
not
here?
Pay attention to
by show of hands, who here has had a threesome?
Oh my God, never.
Never? You've never had one?
Mm-mm.
Never?
You?
I have, yes.
We're boring. Okay, Bernie, take it over.
I for sure thought you would have had a threesome dating some.
I know. Yeah. Sometimes it was requested.
He had fivesomes with y'all dating, but.
No, it was requested, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah. No, so. Yes, I've had some before. You know, it depends. So it's not. But I don't think it's a safe place to go if you're in a relationship because it is just at the moment it's exciting, but it's the aftermath of everything you have to pay for.
Jealousy.
Because,
I have a story.
Yeah. So because if you enjoy yourself during that threesome and then the threesome's done, I mean, I dated someone who that happened and then it was, well, did you enjoy that person more? And then and then there's a natural jealousy. I think there's very few people who aren't going to experience some sort of jealousy or insecurity by seeing your significant other person enjoying
someone else. Yeah.
Cause I mean, everyone here, we all enjoy sex, right? So you're going to naturally in the moment, enjoy it. Even if it may not be someone who is you're way more attracted to than your mate. But I think the natural part of anyone is to be insecure. And so, and I don't give a shit. Anyone who's listening, who's like, oh, fuck it. I don't care. That I mean, there's probably a rarity, but the majority of people give a shit.
That's not even a fantasy of mine, though. No. You've never wanted a threesome.
What's your story, Roxanne?
Do share.
You said,
I don't have a personal story. My neighbor was having a threesome. And
were you watching?
Wait, no, I'm sorry. No.
Were you recording? Were you holding the camera?
No, I wasn't, but he left his wife bushes. For her. He left his wife for her.
See, that's the exact.
It's not realistic.
But weren't they swingers?
That was a swinger.
I think I know who you're talking about.
They were swingers. Small world. Okay, wait.
You knew them?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They were swingers.
But also, I see him all the time. I'm on a date and guess who I see every time.
Oh, really?
He's sitting there with his new wife. I'm like, oh, hi.
I have a girlfriend who they do that out of town and they'll do it. No names can be like exchanged and there's rules to it and never in Dallas.
So they don't ever see.
Right.
Them again.
I don't think that's realistic and I don't think that's gonna last. I mean, I don't think that'll last.
They're married.
Yeah, that's that changed the fact. Because think about it this way. So let's say in a perfect situation you have that kind of relationship. You're like, hey, you guys, we're gonna go out in Vegas and we're gonna fuck somebody or whatever, or Miami or whatever. I think the natural part of, I go back to the natural part of insecurity is, well, if you're back here in Dallas and the thought is, hey, I'm gonna go with my guys today and you guys are fighting. Are you going to, is the natural part to think, well, if he's,
what is he actually doing?
Yeah, what's he actually doing? You know, is he, he's not happy with me right now and we're fighting a lot right now. So is he banging someone else or vice versa? A guy thinking, well, there's some guys who I've heard of some dudes that, and this does not, 1 + 1 = orange juice to me. It makes no sense. But the guys who like to see someone else bang their girl.
I've heard that.
Like we've heard about the porn star and that thing. Mm-hmm. I put her in a different category because she does porn for a living and I'm not judging her on that, but that's not the norm. I just think that that's just a I guarantee you
problem.
it is a recipe for guaranteed failure
issues
every way.
Oh yeah, I agree.
So, but yeah. I mean, I think on the aspect of, is it a fantasy? I think most people would say yes.
I think most men would say yes.
There's plenty of women.
Miss Polly
there's
and
plenty
men.
Plenty of women.
No, I think there's plenty of women.
I know for a fact there's plenty of women who
want two guys
to who want to, a girl too. You want a
I
girl
think it's
and a
easier
guy.
For women to be attracted to other women, even in a non-sexual
yeah.
way.
Yeah.
Like you're not necessarily going to say, oh, he is a good looking guy. I mean, you.
Nah.
Yeah. But most men will never have that conversation. Nah. But like you're gorgeous. Yeah. Like, you know, and so.
Women are softer and right. whatnot. Guys not going to see, most straight guys aren't going to see another guy and think, damn.
Right. No, but
women,
right.
it's way more acceptable right, for women so, to say, she's gorgeous, she's
right.
pretty.
Yeah. So having that fantasy, introducing another woman isn't necessarily, obviously it's sexual, but it's not.
Well, on The Real Housewives of Orange County, if anybody watches it, Bronwyn talks about how her and her husband have threesomes. And I think it is so funny when they talk about it because they're trying to get one of the housewives in it. If anybody watches Real Housewives.
Do you watch it?
No, I don't watch it.
I'll go watch it tonight.
There are no healthy relationships that last. It's hard enough to have a good relationship in a healthy way. It's true. Fucking hard as shit.
Yeah.
So to add some bullshit like that, it's just, I mean, it's cool
it's
for a fantasy aspect, but if you're looking for
just
something.
Just watch some threesome porn. Or something, I guess.
Yeah, there you go.
And close your eyes.
Yeah. Or watch the porn when you can't. You can listen to it, I guess. Yeah, I guess. Close your eyes.
And imagine.
It's all right.
Let's go with question of the day.
Question of the day.
The two posh girls ask the question of the day.
You are on your second date and your date gets completely wasted. Is it over for you or is there still a chance?
How wasted?
Completely.
Well, how good looking are they?
Yeah.
Second date, I agree with you on that one. It depends on how good looking they are. Depends on what they do. If they're shit faced,
yeah.
I don't fucking care. I'm probably shit faced with them. If it's a date, if they're shit faced and they're an asshole and they're completely stupid, that's a different thing. Because at this point, if you guys are on date one or two and you have a blast and you're both hammered,
obviously like each other because it's not like you go on one date and then don't talk.
Correct. But again, it also depends. If they're completely stupid, that's different.
What if they're buying the whole bar of drinks? I mean, they're having fun.
That's a different situation.
We had this situation, actually. This did happen in our life.
Really?
Yeah.
But it depends. Were they horrible?
I wasn't on a second date, though. We've been dating for like 2 months. That was the first time you met.
Tell the story.
Really? I thought we met him sooner. Anyway, she was dating someone and... This was the time he's meeting the whole entire family. Now
he got annihilated
family,
from you guys.
And my friend from Austria was here too. So it was like the whole family plus.
Do I know this person?
Yeah. Well, you know the stories of this person. And he got so completely wasted and then bought the whole bar of drinks and everything. It was, I mean, we were having fun. Oh, friends were invited too. It was like he was meeting everyone. Yeah.
And was, got he was he nervously drinking?
Yeah, I think so. And I think it was like we had been dating about 2 months and then they
met. Did Patrick
met.
Like him?
Yeah, well, Patrick was his kind of, you know, you got to give him like kind of more giving him the benefit of the doubt.
She put him in the pressure cooker. Of course
he
was
drinking. Yeah, it was my fault. Yeah. But
I can see Patrick doing that. He's super cool. Yeah, so I can see him being like a guy's guy, man chill, something like that.
That he had a rough day anyway with baby mama number two, whatever, and I had brought him out to meet family and friends, and it was a rough moment, and it was a nervous drinking, you could kind of tell, and then hyper, and then, you know, grabbing my girlfriend's face, you know,
what?
Aggressively, and she got pissed, and I was like, you can't just grab their face, people don't like
you can't
and
choke people on the first day.
The
don't
only
touch the face.
Scary, yeah, oh, yeah, exactly,
the face or the hair, yeah.
Yeah, she was pissed.
That's too funny.
The only scary part about that was he is so massive that I was like, fuck, if you fall on me,
oh yeah, I thought she
you're
was
6'9", and I think that you might crush me. So my whole fear with that
That's
was just like,
crazy.
How do I maneuver this big man into like a bed?
So here's my question though: how did you guys deal with it? What did you?
She
think?
Was not too happy.
I don't think I wasn't the problem. Gino, her brother, was a huge problem. He's like, I mean, that's a protective brother. He's like, that is from that moment was like not okay with that at all. Because
was he ever cool with him after that?
No, Gino never liked this person.
No, because he felt it was disrespectful to the family.
Understandable. You gotta know, you have to, especially in family, you have to know your shit. You have to. It doesn't matter. I don't think there's an excuse. And I mean this. I don't think anyone gets an excuse to get out of control in front of family. I think if that's different, right? If everyone's enjoying it, it's a good time. The families, y'all are. I think that's.
He had also never met the family, so how can he really gauge that?
Yeah.
I think
so at that point you gotta really watch.
You need to read your situation, for sure. And there's completely a time and a place.
It was annoying, but it wasn't like we were together like 2 years after. I guess it would depend. Like if I'm on a second date and he's so wasted that he starts making out with another female, then you start throwing up projectile vomiting like around me, that might be a deal breaker.
Maybe not though. Yeah.
I mean, or I might stick in there for 2 years. It's usually my thing.
With him. He's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know. Funny. On that note, everyone, thank you for listening.
Thank you.
If you like our show, you can follow us on all social media handles. Two Posh Podcast is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, as well as Two Posh Boutique is on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And my personal Instagram is Gabby Talks, and my Facebook is Gabrielle Kendall Gilmore. So reach out to us, and here's Marcella's social media handles.
Also, our podcast is on all podcast networks that you can find. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, Snapchat at Marcella Ranieri. Nothing really creative. My first and last name, MarcellaRaneri.
You can find me on Facebook at Bernie Diamond, or you can follow me on Instagram at _Bernie_Diamond. And there you go.
And Two Posh Podcast is also on YouTube. We have our own YouTube channel. Miss Polly?
Yes, you can follow me on Instagram at PR by Polly. My Twitter handle is Miss Polly Sex EDU.
Hey. Beautiful, everyone. Thank you for listening. Subscribe to our channel. Subscribe to podcasts. YouTube. And YouTube.
You can see us all.
Yeah, and you, everyone have a wonderful day.